You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Tonight we have the final part four of the Alumni Cypher Series, the third annual. If you missed parts one through three, you can hear those at lfodradio.com or soundcloud.com/lfod. We got a number of artists coming in tonight, including some surprise guests, maybe. And once again, produced by First Official. Shout out to the Beat Club podcast for plugging us in with him. And speaking of the Beat Club podcast, we have a pretty unique announcement here. They're bringing Black Milk to Wonder Bar on August 13th. He's doing a live beat set and performance at the Stew Showcase on August 13th. And right now, if you use promo code LFOD, you can get $10 off your tickets. I think it's a $20 show. You can get it for $10. 8 p.m. doors. That's August 13th at Wonder Bar in Alston. You can go to thestewshowcase.com/buy tickets. We'll have more about that up on our pages too. Which, if you're not in tune with, it's at LFOD Radio everywhere but Twitter, which is Live Free OD Radio, but we're working on that. Just start typing LFOD and we pop up. Let us know if you're tuned in. Shout us out. Whatever. We want to see who's out there. Next week, I think we're going to have people call in. But today is a little more crazy. And I'm getting the texts. People are downstairs now. They're all starting to show up. So we're going to play a few records. And we're going to come back and get into this cypher. If you're an artist tuned in or a manager or whatever, submissions@lfodradio.com. Send us clean records. That's what happened with everyone here. It all started with an email. We liked their music. We played a few, and they had a podcast with us, and now they're back for the cypher. So we're going to play a record right now by Aunt Thomas. This is off 24 and 24. It's called I Be Chillin'. It's produced by Lightfoot, who also engineered the album along with Alex Allinson at the Bridge Sound and Stage. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Be the cooler side. Yeah. New levels, new devils. Lord, forgive me, I'm sinning. I'm a rebel, won't settle. Until my side's winning. Nah. Even then, I can't let up. Gotta hold it all together. I see my dogs go. So we gotta get better. That go, go, that go mo. All black and Rojo. Done came a long way. I might pop up at Soho. That's an Aunt Thomas day. Doing random shit, going loco. I be like, wow, look at all of us now. New visions, new business. There be meetings, I sit in. I'm like, how did I get here? That's how they look at me too. But we won't even go there. I told you fools, I got nothing to prove. Get my shot and I shoot. My outlook change and improve. I ain't into the talk, I just show and I do. Try and make better moves. New network, same crew. My work ethic push me through. Now I enjoy better views and live the life that I choose. There's some things I cannot help, I just keep them to myself. I be chillin' on my lonely, feeling good vibes only. I be chillin', I be chillin', I be chillin'. I be chillin'. There's some things I cannot help, I just keep them to myself. I be chillin' on my lonely, feeling good vibes only. I be chillin'. I want the bands, I want the racks, I want the land, I want the stacks. Young music and that, we ain't know how to act. We grew up next to sacks. So expensive-ish, in the South we used to that. Bro, my check every week just to be flying the streets. Now that I'm grown, I'd rather play low-key. Clothes never broke hearts, I learned that attraction is me. And for every loss, I learned that distraction was me. We never had no role models, we get hit, we need more bottles. We ain't here, don't start no problems, we're smoking Henny, won't solve them. But them demons they callin', think it's your dream to be ballin'. Until familiar faces turn to enemies often. I got tunnel vision and I'm just getting started. Play my cards right, ain't no time to be stalling. I get what I want, ain't no time to be
Wake up. How long have you been sleeping for? Bake up. Somebody get the boat and stuff. Say something. We need to hit the studio. Ain't love. Wake up.
Dear God, wake up.
Just how exactly am I supposed to get through my conditions? Decisions. I tried, but they lied to me. They lied. The mental nourishment, knowledge, and leafy greens. Turn up the lights, plug in the speakers. That mic check the fountain of youth. That's finagling defibrillation, creation of brand new ancientness. Now that I've been awoken, it's real hard for me to sleep. There's a party going on between my soul, charisma, chakra, and chi. My conscience just playing DJ 90s music and trees. Meanwhile, lingers the evils that I'm trying to defeat. Chuckstable, amputate them from their ankles, then smash both of their knees. My depth is somewhat tectonic, it allows me to breathe. I can use the money, but I'd like to be crowned as an OG. Here's my hypothesis, spit flammable liquids on cold beats. Ignited in mist of light and black minds, that's a periodic change in the tables. My complex thoughts really allow me to chill. I could barely tell the damn game day from the drill. Chill, my n***a, chill.
Wake up, how long have you been sleeping for? Wake up, somebody get the phone and stuff. Say something, we need to hit the studio. Ain't love. Wake up.
Stress the essence of rolling stress repellents. Omnivore, no bread, and I've lost my lettuce. Pickles, onions, and cheese, and you would think I have beef. But how can I be sure in this processed world? Be curt, wipe the stain off your shirt, then work. Because first impressions do last forever. Makes sense, cause since mom's considered me the prince. Novel Air, although it has a nice ring to it, I found it in Mary the movement and put a ring to it. Although I come with edges, don't perceive me as a square, cause you will then provoke me to triangles. And my geometry is simply bird feed. Look at them bob, I ask, can I kick it? Look at him nod. I am a man in the mirror with the eye of Thundera. Original gainer, chi maintainer. Smoke disclaimer, her tone rangers cooking these bangers.
Decisions. Now what is my next move? I like spontaneous, unpredictable, difficult. Yeah, I'm on my Dino Spumoni, I stay Spumanti, trying to be grown. Double the rapper, then double the smoke. We about to be flown. Betty, my baby, love notes. When I'm gone, I never leave home. I get high just to live up to your hype. My vocals tight, call me Chucky the Pipe Bomb. Wake up, how long have you been sleeping for? Wake up, somebody get the phone and stuff. Say something, we need to hit the studio. Ain't love. Wake up.
Your story's never adding up. Hillside Village. Write a letter like a frat yard. Higher ups try to put us in check. We get quick to pull a black card. Please don't switch up the codes. 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 When them cameras get close, please don't switch up the codes. Ay. When them cameras get close, please don't switch up the codes, man. Please don't switch up the codes. 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 When them cameras get close, please don't switch up the codes. Ay. When them cameras get close, please don't switch up the codes, man.
You know what? We're just going to jump right back in. I wasn't planning on doing that, but you guys should get the real live audio. We got Darius Haywood in the building.
Yes, sir.
Grab that one right there. We got Notoriety in the building.
Yo, yo, yo.
Macalow. I don't know why I say that.
Macalow.
It's not really a greeting, but I just made it one.
Is that how they say hello in Brockton?
No, it's Cape Verde dish with potatoes and fish.
Yes,
really?
We know the CV like, culture very
like,
well.
Sounds like a
multifaceted
saying.
Word.
Yeah.
See, it's and like, who says it's not an educational program?
Yeah.
Macalow.
Yeah, it's like Pajinia. Pajinia's pork, but it's also ganja.
Got you. How's it taste, though?
Pajinia's bomb. The red pork? Righteous.
Righteous.
Yeah. That's why they call it Virginia, because it's addictive, like weed.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to get some of that fire Cachupa, too.
True, true.
You ever had that? You ever heard of that?
With rice
nah.
Son, Cachupa, that's like their marquee dish. It's amazing, bro.
Yeah.
You know what's real when
But you got to go to the right crib, though.
True.
A lot of people got their own little variations.
It's like potato
but,
salad.
Sam,
like,
it's real when you got these dudes talking about Cape Verdean food, and I'm the Cape Verdean not saying a peep.
Are they accurate?
I'm not saying a word. It's accurate. It's accurate.
This is turning into a food podcast. Like
it's
we might
all culture,
have to do.
Man. It's all culture.
Yeah, straight up.
Because what's that?
Pastels. The honorable pastels.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Facts.
Because last time when we had, or two times ago, we had Chronic Tone and Killer Kowalski on here, and they were talking about how they cook their steaks and their zucchini pasta noodles and all sorts of stuff. So we might have to come for Action Bronson's spot there.
Oh, word.
But, no, I'm going to look up all. I'm just going to be Googling Cape Verdean food.
Just come to Brockton. You ain't got to Google
it. Come to Brockton.
Come to Brockton.
Got to go Al's.
Okay.
Yeah. Al's Supreme, too. Yeah. We're not gonna get on the air and not talk about Supreme.
Yeah. East side in.
That's true, that.
Let's Supreme's House of Pizza, bro.
Okay.
Go get you a steak and cheese, extra cheese on that.
Yes.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You might want to get everything on there. Just
okay.
Get the full fill.
Yep, yep.
And then you definitely want to get a slice. You want to get two slices. You want to get a slice of pepperoni, a slice of cheese.
I'm eating Darius all is at once.
Facts.
Darius bro, is the you are the smallest one in here, I think.
I mean,
you're talking that food talk.
That real food talk. You know what I'm
like
anybody
it.
That ever been to Brockton, they know about Supremes.
Supremes?
True.
I definitely got to spend more time in Brockton. I've been down in the Sound Lab, though. Shout out to them.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Sound Lab.
Yeah, last time I was there, just checked that place out and haven't been back.
Yeah, they're a big thing in the city. Like, they're very, you know what I'm saying? They do a lot of things. They're always with the culture. They're always doing things in the community.
They
especially
make
a
lot of space and time for young ones, for sure. Which is
they do a lot of stuff with the young cats, and they give them a place to go and express themselves, which is dope.
I got that vibe. There was a young lady in there, you know, doing her thing when I was there last time. I say young lady, I have no idea. She could have been
Mona Belli, maybe?
It might have been her, actually.
She's about 16, 17. She's still in high school, but she could rap with the best of them, like, period, like female, male, like don't matter. Like she come with it. She's tough.
You guys got some rappers down there.
Yeah, she was on the lineup when Dutch threw a show at Middle East Upstairs. Dutch
got
and Friends.
You.
Yeah, she was on the lineup and she killed it. She killed it.
I rock with Brockton for sure. You guys got. I mean, everyone in this room right now.
We rock with you too, man.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What's up.
Yes, sir.
That's love.
We gotta get down there more. And we definitely need a food podcast. Because, you know, last time I saw Marin and Fran P, they were giving me rice recipes. So I don't know how I bring it out of people, but I cook my rice like a classic Irishman, you know?
Yeah, I'm still not good with rice, bro.
Yeah.
I cook a lot of different stuff, but, like, I don't know, man. Rice is
my
difficult.
Rice game
don't
has been
sleep.
Picking up. My
you
rice game has
rice.
Been picking up.
Yeah.
my mother, I got some tips from my mom's. Got some tips from my wife.
I still can't get rice the water right, yo. I still
got
to drain
it. My rice game
it.
Is trash.
It'll be straight, but I got to drain it like pasta, yo. I can't get the water right.
Yeah. What I do, I don't know if it's going to work with your recipe, but you take the rice and the measuring cup, and then 1.5 times is the water amount.
Yeah, bro, black people don't use measuring cups, man. We don't do that.
I only do it with rice.
Darius does it by weight. Because
rice,
palm of his hand.
You can get so defeated with rice if it's too dry or sweet.
Like 1 cup of rice, 2 cup of rice?
1 cup of rice, 2 cups of water be just easy.
One cup of rice is a lot of rice, though.
So. Word.
Gotta save room for some of the main course.
Everybody smoke before this? We talking about rice like a mug.
No comment.
That's ill.
Anyway, live free or
yeah, right.
Eat rice.
We're in Massachusetts. We're in Massachusetts.
Yo, that's ill, actually.
They're working on
that's
the laws.
Live
cool.
free or eat rice.
Yeah, we're going to start a restaurant down the line for sure. A food truck. I was already thinking of getting a food truck and like slanging records and t-shirts out of the back. So maybe we'll just add like some fire rice bowls.
Right. I'm with it.
Could yeah. Could Cape Verdean. We're now officially Cape Verdean food truck pirate radio. So
shout
yeah,
out to the CVs for sure. Fogo Praia,
brat, brat.
True all that. My peoples.
True that, yo.
Makalu.
Bacalao.
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 Bacalao. Yeah, bacalao. All right. So, do you guys got any like music out or anything? Anybody doing any music these days?
Yeah. I mean, well, speaking for me.
Yeah, sure. We'll go left to right.
Go ahead, play him.
I put out a couple new joints. I've been working on a new project with my man Rocky Woodrow. He's from Brockton. He's like, you know, sort of like in-house producer. So we've been working, man, and we got a new project from the East. I'm looking forward to that. I dropped 2 records on my SoundCloud, Hillside Eyes and Safe Song. We shot the visual about 2 weeks ago. Shout out to my man Jean. You know, I mean, he's doing his thing out in Cali. You know what I'm saying? He's actually on the new season of Insecure. He's Issa's
Word.
Brother. Yeah, he's a mall. Yeah.
Eastside so, in?
You already know, Eastside
you
know, for life.
You talking about Gene?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Gene. Yeah, yeah.
Jean.
We actually call him Fritz, but my
yeah,
bad.
Ooh, yeah,
too bad.
That's hometown thing.
There, but, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, yeah. He shot the visual for Hillside Eyes. We shot that about 2 weeks ago. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's my first visual. I'm excited.
When's that drop?
We ain't going to disclose that.
Oh, okay.
But, just be on the lookout, man. No release dates. So okay. There's no wait.
That's one way to do it. I like
that's
that.
A bar. That's a bar.
Okay. Okay.
True.
What about notoriety? You guys have been all over the place.
Yeah. As far as music wise, the album is out now, and we have visuals coming for the single Dino Spumoni, and we're actually working to put this about 6-7 track LP together with Feel the Pain from our first
shout
dirt.
Out first dirt. Feel nice. The Pain. Out Cali.
Shout out.
Yay,
yeah.
Yay.
Shout out to 60 out there in Cali.
And Tim.
Yeah, Timothy Rhyme, shout out to them. First they're doing the thing. And we got that cooking in the pipeline. And we got some visuals coming for the album after Dino Spumoni.
Okay.
So we're trying to get our visual game up, because as everybody who's been following us knows, we don't really do those.
Do not make videos.
Yeah, we have the very...
Still like, moving, though. Don't,
like, you know, yeah. The videos is kind of, I always felt like if I can't do it right, I don't want to do them.
True.
Like, I don't want to just do videos. It's a no waste of time, and it's not fun. Like, I don't enjoy making videos.
Really?
So, yeah, I don't really enjoy them. So, you know, if the idea is... If we can pull it off, I'm more inclined to do it. And shout out to Alex Fort, by the way.
Yeah.
That's who we're working with, the videographer on this Dino Spumoni video. And I like his vision. I like the way he works. And we've known each other for a long time now. It's a whole Brockton thing. It's a whole Brockton thing now with this video. So, yeah, that's what we got cooking. And, you know, dates to come. Obviously shows, you know, we stay moving.
Who's the homies up in New Hampshire that just showed us mad love?
Oh, Stay On Mars, Ill By Instinct, DJ Chupacabra.
Rap Night.
Yeah,
Rap
exactly.
Night. The t-shirt you got on.
I'm actually wearing a Rap Night. Shout out to Rap Night Manchester every Sunday night, the Shaft.
Yeah, those boys hold us down.
That was dope, too. Yeah. Good squad out there for sure.
That's a good scene, you know, for anybody looking to extend out of Massachusetts. Definitely look their way. They got a good product going on with Rap Night. It's very live. And Monday of the Minds. In Portland as well. That Stay On Mars.
Stay On Mars.
That's dope.
If you're listening and you want to know about that stuff, just hit us up, Live Free or Die Radio at LFOD Radio, or shoot us an email, submissions@LFODRadio.com. Those guys can be tough to reach if you don't know them, so definitely plug you in. So,
What's the name of your project, Darius?
Black Diamond.
Black Diamonds, but you had a project called From the East.
From the East, that's what I'm working on now. Yeah, with Rocky Woodrow.
That's what I heard. You incorporate mad East Side in your stuff, though. I need to do more of that.
Yeah, man. It's one of those things where it's just like
East Sideness is mad strong, though.
Yeah, like, and anybody who knows me, like, they know like how hard I ride for like just Brock in general. But like being from the East Side within the city, it's like we're on an island. You know what I'm saying? So it was one of those things that was funny. Like, even like getting rides home from after school, sometimes people were like, oh my God, you live on the East Side. It's like, it's like a little island by itself. It's all the way across the other side of the city. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we really had like our own little culture. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
well said.
You know, growing up on the East Side of Brockton, it's like, it's a real different experience than growing up in Brockton as a whole. But as far as just Brockton in general, man, it's like, we got to plant that flag. You know what I'm saying?
East Side is very proud, for sure.
It's all one state. You know what I'm saying? We show Boston love. You know, they reciprocate it. But it's like, we really got to put that flag down for Brockton and, you know, show people what it was like, you know, coming from out that city. And, you know, we got a lot of talent, a lot of great people. And even for notoriety, like, you know, I want to let it be known, like, they don't get enough credit that they should. Like, they've toured in Europe, man. Like, I don't know any artist from Brockton that's ever been overseas for music. You know what I'm saying? And just the state in general, like, that's not even, like, really, like, a common thing. Like, so, you know, artists that do that, you know, they need to be put on a certain pedestal.
That,
and, like,
appreciate that.
Yes, and, like, you know, they've been putting in work for a long time. You know what I'm saying? They got a real fan base. It's like, you got to respect that.
Respect is mad mutual, yo.
Yes, sir.
Brockton sticks together. I like it.
Facts.
For sure.
I like it. You know I'm doing the whole rep New England thing, though. I'm trying.
Yeah,
most definitely.
But I like it. It's just crazy. It's tough. I mean, we got a little bit of time to talk. It's tough, like...
Yeah, I'll speak to that.
How, like, you gotta do your city.
Right.
But if we don't all get on the same page, it's still too small to make a dent in the nation. Because exactly. They're just gonna
be like...
Oh, Massachusetts, like, or whatever. Like, yeah. We really have to... Like, all five states, like, get on the same page. It's weird. You got to have, like, layers to it.
Yeah, like, I've literally had people tell me within the past year, like, people in the industry, like, yo, there's artists in Boston, which is, like, it's, like, weird. It's mad weird. It's, like, you're a weirdo if you're really still saying that. But in reality, it's, like, you have to understand that. So, you know, like you said, you have to still move with a unit mentality.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying, you still have to make sure your eggs and your ducks are in a row. You know what I'm saying?
You can maintain your individuality while still working in, like,
as you should. Yeah. It's when people start, like, trashing the city over, and it's like, yeah, don't worry about, like, no need to do that. You know? Exactly.
Right.
They don't know what's going on. Man, I'm from New Hampshire. They don't even know if that's in
the United States. We got some good shows in New Hampshire as well.
Appreciate that.
And stuff like that. Yeah, there was good shows out there.
We go to a lot of different venues, a lot of different states, and, like, on bigger scales, they always say, like, you know, notoriety, the Boston act, but I make sure whenever we can get a plug in there to make sure we're from Brockton.
I've seen,
I do, in Europe,
I make an effort to let that be known. You know, because I like Boston, and Boston's really kind of, you know, just kind of taking us in, and all the artists that we have come across and worked with, they've been fantastic.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that you do that, because...
But I got to let them know, like, when I can, like, you know,
yeah.
we from Brockton, but you know, people that say we rep the Boston scene, I never correct them. You know, it's never like a disrespect thing, but
if I
could ever get it in there, it's from Brockton.
That's why I always say New England, because people will try to say I'm not technically from Boston, you know, I'm just New England. But
you're New England for sure. Like,
I try, like, I'm in a couple states.
Like, you know, I can see you from Connecticut. Some people kind of be on the fence sometimes, but it's like, nah, you're from New Hampshire. Like,
word. But Connecticut is not a part of New England, but that's a different discussion. I appreciate that you do that too, because being from Boston, like, not me, if you're from Boston, it sucks if everybody within 150 miles claims your city and dilutes your image. That's why people from Boston are so defensive about it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being in Costa Rica, and a dude I was with was like talking to some guy. He's like, oh, I'm from Boston. And out of nowhere, some other dude, oh yeah, what pot? he's like, oh, well, I mean, you know, Boxford. And I thought it was gonna happen right there. He's like, I'm from Dorchester. That ain't that. I'm sick of this every time I travel.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, they wouldn't have known if I said. And it's like, just say I'm from America then. Because, like, these Boston dudes have all these people from Boxford saying they're from Boston. And
that's funny.
Someone might think they're soft now. And they gotta. That's why you got
these dudes out here. We just gotta stop saying we're from planet Earth.
Yeah.
Where you from? I'm from Earth.
What happens on Earth stays on Earth.
What happens on Earth stays on Earth. What's
that? Shout out to Kid Capri.
That's that Kid Capri on that damn album.
Word. Is that your Kid Capri impression is phenomenal.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Kid Capri's been like my
Who Kung Fu Kenny?
Yeah,
yep. Capri since I was a kid. I mean,
yeah, my stepfather growing up, he's from Brooklyn, so like, I mean, Kid Capri tapes galore.
Yeah, for real. Well, listen, we're gonna play a couple records, and then I think we'll do this cipher. I don't know where Ant is. I'm gonna have to call him probably.
Balls on deck.
Tim dropped out. Loser. And oh geez, the mic's still on. And I guess Champ Chuck.
Shout out to Tim, man. Shout out to Tim.
Nah, we're not shouting out Tim tonight.
Where's Champ Chuck at?
I'm joking. Shout out to Tim. He's got a new record out, actually. Ignorance is Bliss.
Yes.
Check that out.
Fire.
Champ Chuck is downstairs, which is a rare. He hosts Overdog Radio on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m.
I rock with Champ.
And we rock with him too. So like once a year he comes out and raps.
Dope.
So it'll be interesting.
Oh, so we're getting a rare moment.
Oh, yeah.
Super lit.
I don't even think he did it last year, so I think it might have been like 2 years.
Nice.
So a rare Champ Chuck moment. He's probably been writing this verse for the full 2 years, so he's ready to rock. We're just going to keep, you know what? Do any of you guys.
You got any tracks from Darius?
Darius doesn't send me clean records.
Oh.
I just have. Do I have any Darius? Because I don't think I do.
Don't put me on the spot.
I don't think I have any clean Darius Haywood.
I don't
records.
Think. I mean, I can send it to you.
Submissions sure. at lfodradio.com for all artists tuned in. If you send me a clean record, we can play it if it's good. And now you made me a liar because I said everyone on here started out sending me records. But we actually linked up. You're the only person on the cipher. You got out because shout out to DJ Alcide.
My guy.
We've done a lot of stuff with him in the past.
My guy.
And we were putting together 24 and 24. He was like, I got someone for you. I was like, all right. So.
Yeah, anyway,
so you jumped the podcast usually, and I figured we had to get you on the cipher,
which was
anyway,
super
though.
Dope. Yeah, because you know when he told me about it, and he once he explained it and all that, I was like, for sure, like that's you know that's like a that's definitely a moment for the city, like you know that'll be remembered, and just to be able to experience that, you know what I'm saying, like going there like 2 a.m. you know what I'm saying to record, like you know what I'm saying, the whole vibe, the whole setting, it was dope.
You were at like 4 a.m.
yeah, it was like 4, yeah.
You showed up early though.
Yeah,
I rocked
like
that
2:30,
get
yeah,
in the zone.
Yeah, because I said that I was like I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, get the vibe, and like it was like a family affair, you know what I'm saying.
So did you
was,
catch Jubilee dope. Or did
yeah,
you show,
yeah,
yeah you
I was
caught
there,
Jubilee.
I was there, like
yeah.
I came in for his session, and that was crazy.
Yeah.
Can
shout
I jump in
Castle,
real quick,
man.
Yo, you know it's kind of random, but Darius is just showing us mad love. Yo, Darius, your hunger is mad inspiring, yo.
Appreciate
it is because you're a few years younger than us. Not even a few, only a couple years younger than us. In age and in this rap thing, and like your hunger is like it's inspiring. I mean, sitting here, like even the way you're talking about being in the studio and stuff, I'm like, yeah, dog. Like,
no doubt.
I still love making music. That's my, but I'm like, yo, I can see like a little bit of my old self when he's talking like that, and I'm like, that's dope.
No doubt, no doubt. Right. And like, it's just a respect thing. I mean, it's like I seen what they was doing, the moves they was making, like, and you know, I pay attention to that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I might not get to say it all the time, but when I get the chance to, you know, I like to let that be known, because like
that's
I pay
love,
attention
that's
to that. And then you know what I'm saying, and just like Matt, you know what I'm saying, who you know helps out with their day to day and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that put me on to like you know BMI and all that, and getting all that stuff in order, like. You know what I'm saying? I just take heed to advice when people give it to me. Like, I'm not one of those people that don't soak things up. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta be a sponge.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
That energy is real, too, because now he's gonna go, he's gonna take that with him. You know?
Yeah,
and
most definitely. I'm sitting
sure,
here like, yo, that's,
sure.
You just gave me some juice right there, yo. That's good.
Yeah, we have, like, we have the, do you guys know THHT, the hip hop transformation?
I was there yesterday.
Okay. We have them on once a year. Basically, it's a program in Cambridge with, basically, they give kids who have a interest and like some promise in music basically access to the Bridge and
okay,
Lightfoot
nice.
And like crazy, if they want to make an album they have all the tools they need.
Cool.
And it's pretty cool, but we have them on once a year, and
uh-huh.
That show, like I ride the wave for like 2 months because they're just jacked up. They have, they're not jaded
dope.
At all.
Yeah.
They're just like on the radio, their heads are exploding, and
yeah.
They're so fired up about their music.
They're amazing. That's too dope. Like when I was there yesterday, man, like there's so many talented kids, like amazing singers, producers,
mm-hmm.
artists, good people too. Like, And I'm telling you, they got some amazing music coming. Their show, I know the showcase is on August 18th.
Yep. The night before Hoop Hop.
Yeah. At the Bersana stage. And I mean, they got some dope stuff. I mean, they might even get me to get on something. So stay tuned.
That makes me think of the Sound Lab. The Sound Lab did do a couple of dope events with the kids that we got to perform at. And the same thing, the energy is like, it's mad crazy. It's heavy.
I love it. I love when people give back like that. Because so many
got that crazy energy, yo.
Yeah, every single one of the kids that went up there, I mean, the crowd was rocking like they was veterans. Like,
yeah, you would have thought Jay-Z was performing every person, yo. It was crazy.
Right.
The love they show was like way different.
I was in the back with my arms folded and a smile on my face, just watching these kids have fun. Like, you know, everybody that went up there had a totally different thing, but it was like,
yeah, that's how it was. They even had me, like, they were doing rehearsal practice yesterday and they had me perform. And the reception was crazy. Like, I was almost like taken aback a little bit, because it's like, it wasn't like a real show setting, but like the way they reacted, like, they were into it like you would have thought. So it was like, you know, I appreciate that, like, and to see that, you know what I'm saying, the genuine passion and love for music, like, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Shout out to them.
Shout out to T-H-H-T,
Sound Lab, Zoomix, everyone doing stuff with kids and, you know, giving them the tools they need, because it's crazy. Like, there's a lot of opportunities right now, and more than we had. It's not an excuse, but it's dope to see him have them. And I like that when people give back instead of trying to like hoard them, you know, or be like, well, I had to do it this way, so
because
you get so much of that. Like, I went through this BS, so like,
you get the pushback.
It's not fair if you don't have to do it. It's like, why wouldn't
like,
you?
If you didn't like it, what makes you think I'm gonna like it? Or
did it make you that much better of a person?
Yeah. I don't
know. Maybe. Slight chance.
Value of the dollar is one thing, but it's no need for unnecessary
abuse,
yo.
Right, exactly.
We get enough of that in this world.
Plenty.
I know, it's like people still hazing. It's like,
I'm sure they are. Yeah, right,
like, gatekeeper mentality.
Right, it's all played out.
Yeah. Wait, you didn't get the memo about mentality. After where the haze?
Oh no.
Oh, there's a ritual. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Before the cipher posts.
Oh, that's so understandable.
It's cool. Nothing.
That's fine.
Ah, that's bad funny.
You just gotta sign some documents. And,
oh, cool. That's nice.
Just
that's
the NDA, documents. You know, and then.
You're the homie, so.
Yeah, cool. It'll be quick. We're gonna. Hey, you're mine. I didn't go there. Anyway, we're gonna play a record. We're actually gonna play one by Tim Nye. And I'm sorry, Tim, for, you know, disrespecting me earlier. It was out of love. You did cancel an hour before.
Call him Tim Nihon, too.
Tim Nihon. This is the new Tim Nihon. Get it, Wawa, off 24 and 24. We'll be back with a cipher. Live free or die.
Hey, I don't complain, not that I can't, just that I won't. Fought through the pain, against the grain, all that I know. Can't say the same, switching these lanes, that's how it go. I hydroplane all through the rain, kept my control, whoa. Watch me go, get it, 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 whoa. Wait, I was broke till my taxes hit. Engine lights still flashing, I could finally pay to get that shit fixed. Two jobs plus I'm in school, but I work hard, boy, I've been a fool. No breaks, no interludes, I just ride waves like an inner tube. Got stress, got work, got bills to pay. They don't give a fuck how I feel today. We take paycheck, we gon' make that stretch out. I don't gotta steal today. Ride the highs and I swag the lows. Grinding hard till my casket close. Long days got me acting slow until I wake up in the morning and come back for more. I'm on it, ballin'. That's just what I do if I want it. Got it, check that off my list. Cause I got it like that But I work hard for it, yeah I don't complain, not that I can't, just that I won't. Fought through the pain, against the grain, all that I know. Can't say the same, switching these lanes, that's how it go. I hydroplane all through the rain, kept my control, whoa. Watch me go, get it. Whoa, watch me go, get it, whoa. Watch me go, get it, whoa. Watch me go, get it, whoa. What do you know about praying to God? Just hoping he listens. While questioning his existence, I can see doubt in the distance. Still, see my persistence. The road that I'm on was so twisted. Shifting gears, no hoping and wishing. I just go out and get it, whoa. Under pressure, I'm something special, still nothing extra.
stunting, flexing like you really get it till we come and get you. Yeah, they all respect it, so it's a nice gesture. But respect don't pay my bills, so I bring my skills, homie. I might bless you, I'm too nice, that's rigs, homie. Too many done switched on me. Fake and phony, claim to know me. Think they mad because I turned to the big homie. Like, oh, this shit roll switch. No, this shit, little bro, I done worked for this. So when that book is come my way, it's okay. I just say, I don't complain, not that I can't, just that I won't. Fought through the pain, against the grain, all that I know. Can't say the same, switching these lanes, that's how it go. I hydroplane all through the rain, kept my control, whoa. Watch me go, get it, 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 whoa. I don't complain, not that I can't, just that I won't. Fought through the pain, against the grain, all that I know. Can't say the same, switching these lanes, that's how it go. I hydroplane all through the rain, kept my control.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We are now joined by Champ Chuck, in addition to Darius Haywood and Notoriety. What's up, Chuck?
Peace. Peace to LFOD Radio.
What up?
All right.
What up, Chuck? Oh, there's Chuck? A lot of Chucks.
I was like, huh? Why are you asking me what up? I've seen you for like Chucks. The last 20 minutes, though.
You are a unit now. You are not an individual anymore.
There's two Chucks on LFOD Radio every Tuesday night, 7 to 8 p.m. LFODradio.com, 91.5 FM in the greater FM area. 24 and 24, go get that.
Jubilee.
I mean?
Nah, I mean.
Shouts to Caso. Shouts to everybody on the project. One more time, shouts to everybody who rocks with LFOD Radio. You already know, much love to everybody in the cypher, everybody who already rocked before. I'm excited. Yeah. Like Sam says, I don't rap much. I don't promote it at all in Overdog Radio. But when I do, I have a lot of fun. Yeah. And I've definitely been writing this verse for 2 years. The beat wasn't even made yet. I just had it ready.
Oh, you heard that? That's ill.
You know what I mean? No, I'm playing. But actually,
are you?
I'm really looking forward to hearing the full finished product of this, because the first 2 years were absolutely fire, and I had a lot of fun in the first one. That was real, real fun. Shouts to, I think it was it was Killer Kowalski. Who else was with me?
Clinical. You were in the all white cipher.
Yeah, usually I'm usually the tall guy too, but I think Ant is the other.
It
tall
was
guy
you,
today.
Clinical, Kowalski, and Mike Wing, and maybe even Seti.
Yeah, it was set. No. No, Seti was like the week before, I think.
Yeah, he escaped. He escaped Seti from the...
Peace to Seti, man.
Yes, peace to Seti. We were hoping to see him this year, but he had some stuff come up. But shout out to Seti. Probably the best, one of the best live performers around here, off the top, et cetera, et cetera. But that being said, we also have Ant Thomas in the building. What up, Ant?
It's good, man. I ain't got a mic or headphones.
You're going to get them. So we're pretty much going to get into it, but we're basically going to go from the left down. And after he goes, he's going to pass you the headphones and this mic.
Word.
So you're going to close it out.
Cool.
We played I Be Chillin' earlier.
Word.
These guys were feeling it.
Dope track, by the way.
Dope
track, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. That's me. Appreciate it.
Word. That's me. He's here.
24 and 24, man.
Absolutely.
Uncle Sam with the mastermind behind that one. That was a dope.
Hey, man, it was dope. You guys made it. I just drew up the plan and it worked. So, thank God. Jeez. Anyway, let's get into this. We got Stay True in the building.
Peace to Stay
Covering
True.
Media. They're doing all the videos. Those will be out soon. They also put together the Beat Club podcast, which connected us with First Official, who produced all of the records you're going to hear. They also run the Stew Showcase. The next one is on August 13th. They got Black Milk coming out from Detroit. Nice. That's going to be 21+. It's on August 13th. At the Wonder Bar. And if you're tuned in, if you use promo code LFOD, you can get $10 off your tickets. That's at thestewshowcase.com/buy-tickets. Anyway, we'll have that flyer out and stuff, but I'm excited for that. Black Milk is the man. But we got First Official on the boards. We got Champ Chuck about to set it off.
What up?
We got Darius Hayward, Notoriety, and Ant Thomas in the building. This is the final cipher of the third annual LFOD Alumni Cipher Series. We'll be back next year with more, but for right now, we're going to close things off strong. Whenever you boys are ready. Once this beat starts playing. There it is.
Yo, real quick, peace to First Official. Homie's an absolute animal. Hey, yo. It's like a once a year thing, ready? Yo. I'm feeling like Tupac at the juice spot. Bought a dunk on Bakari at Hoop Hop. Still got some stash money in a shoebox. Others claim to keep it real, but they do not. I need a new whip, never mind new kicks. I'm at Roots Chris with two chicks, leaving huge tips. Serve it talking my ear off about the new shrimp. The world is mine, cause I seen it on a huge blimp. Me and your mom Dukes could have banged. Word, I was almost in the good dad gang. They look at me like you should have changed, but I don't judge even if you look mad strange. Word, and if you didn't, dog, you bout to know me. Big Champ, the new host of LFOD. Whoa. Tell Sam, keep it moving like an OZ. Matter of fact, the whole P I'm playing, that's the homie.
Damn.
Whoa.
Nice.
You drew a line in the sand.
It's been drawn.
Champ with the line in the sand.
Peace to the homie, Sam.
Yeah.
Yo. Crazy.
Vital, I believe you're up next, my dude.
Check it. Vital. Turntables till the tables get turned. Does the city have a sound? It's really none of my concerns. Still riding for myself, riding through the hairpins. F1 while I burn one with my cousin. Story of the tour seems sweet, but what a struggle. Look a thief in the eye, snap a pick, stay humble. Whetstone for the mind to sharpen meat cleavers. Then I add it to the armory, tidal wave of karma. Cop a boogie board, ride it to your front door. That's how the score gets settled. Burn it brighter than you did it. Give it back to your community. Daps and hugs, reminiscing on the times you had me messed up. With the team celebrating with our cups up. You thought that I was just a muggle, getting sorcerer's stone. Notoriety trimming fat, and you could tell by the tone. We the kings of the Coliseum, everywhere that we roam. Vital.
Hey.
Yeah.
East side in.
Yeah. As I get infinite insight from pipe vapors to hit the stage and steal the show just like capers. Not just the sounds, I be like vibing vibrations. Our mission is unlock all the sleeping minds from their vices. To life preserve all my people in crisis. Just recognize we had to struggle while you got to coast mostly. Take a moment, master focus through potent delicioso. Yo, it's Kiko Fuego, Oso De Ortiz. Tyrone Lobo, smell me rapping from like miles away. It's the summer, my rap is 27 day old cheese. We lost power, run the court up from the second to third. Tachi Marie, surrogate mother through second and third. Love you.
Hey. Check. From the east, Yeah. Check. Look. Look. Now if we talking about the best, I need my mention off top. I learned over time it's more easy to watch. Don't add me, unless you want music or something funny. No, it's weird to you, I didn't say money. I ain't built off that, I'm built off pride, I'm built off rap. That 01 Jada feel, once you tear off the pack. I hear filler from like way in the back. But I'm way too gone, I'm steps ahead and I just gave you a lap. Now I don't even have a visual, but you probably feel like you know me. My words pivotal, pay attention, it's clinical. Sam says 16 bars, I said cuff it. I might just wig in hair until they cut it. So I weave through the smooth BS when I'm in public. If I'm messing with it, I'm messing with you, never no budget, yeah. From the east side of the five, know it's killing you to see us so alive, Brockton.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Me, right? Ant Thomas. Yeah. Everybody wanna be famous. Me, I'd rather put them up, work and be nameless. Cause I'm up close and I know how that fame get. Have you barely recognizing people you came with? Hurting ones around you from success that you staying with. Envy and jealousy, but we know what the devil breed. Stay calm when the metal squeeze. I can make enemies, but they gon' make themselves with their own hating tendencies. I just talk, that state of my brain, we killing ourselves. We the new KKK, damn. It's a hot summer, in Boston they kicking us out on like five summers. I see the newcomers, we losing culture, see the pressure we under.
But I ain't by myself, I got my dogs with me. And we gooned out 100 deep.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That gentrification talk.
Big fat.
Speak on it. Speak on it, sir. Speak on it, sir.
You gotta speak on that.
Yeah, man.
Well, that was the fourth installment of the third annual LFOD Alumni Cypher Series.
Shout out to Live Free or Die Radio, man.
Uncle LFOD. Sam, man. Shout out to LFOD and Uncle Sam, man.
Appreciate that.
The no big unk.
Now we got some beat left. Anybody wants to do a little something more with it?
Yo, let me. You got something else from First to Fish?
I don't know. You don't like this one?
I just wanted something like a different tempo.
Okay.
I'm about to say.
Put a faster tempo on. Something faster.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll spit on this one more time.
All right. You do that, and then we'll get something for the new host over there.
How am I gonna coin this shit? I'm grown, I can't ignore it. Distractions, I can't afford them. I'm closer to all my fortunes. I'm trying to build up a fortune, cause money is power. Don't let no one tell you different. It only respected that's equally greater than them. And that's where the Russell, I talk with the best of them. State reps and senators, they all want their presidents. And these notes will only take you as far as your mind to go. Some stuck in that sunken place, can't see past their front door. But I can see the world out there, and I always wanted more. And how could you blame him if you ain't living the situation? I hear the tragic stories, but ain't no time to be caving.
Hey, yo. All right, Chuck, you ready?
Yeah.
I hope this is up to your standards.
Oh, no, this beat's fire. It's just one.
I know.
I did what I did.
Here's another one that we got from the Beat Club podcast. These other ones are a little shorter because we didn't get the full versions. But,
All the beats you sent were fire, though.
You rock with this one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, this is the one I almost picked. I don't know if this is going to go to it, but I'll try it. Ready?
Oh.
Yo. Show me what your stock's worth. I'm not first, but I'm rising like clockwork. I got word, use a herb and we got nerve. Acting like you pop bottles, you just pop perks. Never had a top model, just a thought bird. And you crash your stock model on the block's curb. Yeah, but who am I to judge though? I just keep it real, it's all love, yo. I tried to pass a drug test, they said no. Word to King, hazy thoughts from the blunt smoke. Yo, it's the champ, yo, I'm chillin' with my man. Oh, we quick to slap fire out your face, let your man know. Your whole camp knows, I got him like, damn, bro. Now me and your girl take them pictures that you can't post. When I rap, they go, damn, you can spit. When you rap, they're like, whose man is this?
Hey. I'm about to host now, ready? Yo, thank y'all for coming through. This is LFOD Radio, hosted by Champ Chuck. Uncle Sam did a great job for the last almost 3 years, something like that. Not playing.
Chuck, you came with the punchlines today.
I just wanted to shout out my peoples, man.
Chuck came down here like Vince McMahon down the ramp with the Blazers.
I had a manager with me, but you know he got wrestled. And, he got suplexed. I had Bobby Heenan with me. You know what I mean?
Chuck, you want to host September, what is it?
I'm with it.
As 13th, long as I got, 14th?
As long as I got 3 weeks ahead, I can get any night off, so we good.
Okay.
I'm for it. Just remind me.
Oh, so you're a worker. You're not a boss like me. You don't just take time off.
Oh, no, I make the schedule.
He set you up.
I make the schedule. I just need 3 weeks.
I like the back and forth going on here. I like that.
Nah, I make the schedule. I'll schedule you off that night, too.
This is the Edelman scuffle right here that happened at practice.
Bro, you don't even know.
Fired up.
It's just two young men that love the game, you know, going at it.
This is the Edelman-Gilmore scuffle right here that just happened.
He's just mad I got 4 touchdowns at Polk High.
You said
what? Turn into a battle right now? What's up?
Nah.
Throw the beat on.
I'll officiate. What's up?
Nah, that it would be over, dog.
Nah, I mean, I'm down for a one-on-one, though, for hoop hop.
I don't think you meant to do that.
Serious face. Uncle Sam with the serious. It'll be over. I think you LFOD'd that,
but, yo. Nah, for real. But either way, I'm down for a one-on-one, me versus Sam, and hoop hop.
I see you hiding behind that monitor. Mm-hmm. Look me in the eyes while you're saying
that. He said, listen, bro. Now, we're going to go to New Hampshire, right? And I'm gonna get an LFOD basketball.
Okay.
And we're not gonna play. I'm just playing.
Nice.
Shouts to Stay True, man. Y'all are holding it down. So where's Mark Maron at?
Stay True.
Yeah, shout out to Stay True.
Y'all like
man.
The subject change? Y'all like the subject change? That red hair.
Always working, man.
Huge shout out to Stay True. These dudes have been around consistently doing their thing for a while, and it's been dope to watch it evolve in all the different formats. And they struck gold with this Beat Club podcast, with this Stew Showcase. If you're a producer tuned in at all, you got to link up with these guys, the Stew. Just type it right in. They create a dope community for y'all to sharpen your skills, get better, trade ideas, see what's going on, connect with artists, you know, that's live quarterly. They created the avenue to get all these beats onto the Cypher series. They're always doing stuff for you guys. They put on hard for the producers, and you guys don't get put on hard for. People steal your beats and make platinum albums off
them. Yeah, shout out to all the producers, man. Yeah, it's a lot of dope talented producers in the city, man.
Shout out to D-Man.
Facts.
Shout out to Phil the Pain.
Word.
Shout out to Merrin. Shout out to Latrell James.
Facts. Rocky Woodrow, Lolo the God, T.Y.
Devon G-Way.
Dumb up? Drum.
Are you making some of those up, though?
Nah, he was
just
brought
to people. He's like, shout out to JoJo, shout out to Lil Scoop.
It's all New England, man. Everybody. Shout out my man Young Sammy from Leominster. He out in Cali right now doing his thing. He did a lot. He did a few joints off Black Diamond.
Dope.
Young boy. He about 22.
Okay.
Yeah. Go listen to Black Diamond if you have not yet. Darius Haywood, Black Diamond.
Yo, it's fire.
Repeat that.
I love the Brockton unity here.
Yo, shouts to Brockton, man. Shouts to Excel for killing it. He just had Battle Word. Of the Event with this Massacre 3. And I went to the first day. I couldn't make it to the second. But the first day, I was blown away. And then when everybody was like, yo, Excel had the Battle of the Event. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's another one, too. Excel, like, he's been doing this thing for a while. I remember him killing cyphers in high school in the lunchroom. Like, he's been nice for a minute. He's been doing this thing on Smack for a minute, too. Definitely, he reps Brockton, reps Boston, like, he's definitely a dude out there doing this
thing. He's one of those dudes I've seen correct interviewers when they put Boston on the little thing under his name.
Say, nah, Brockton.
Yeah, man.
Nope.
Nah. Shouts to him, though, for real. I'm not surprised that he had Battle of the Event. I'm just mad that I wasn't there at that day. But real quick, I got to give a huge shout-out to the most beautiful girl in the world, Sarah Mankin. It's about to be Sarah Welch. And I love my dogs, Tank and Peanut. I had to do that.
Lit.
If everyone wants to just let people know where to find you and contact you and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you can find Notoriety at gainingnotoriety.com. You can find us on all the social media platforms, Notoriety or Notoriety Music. Just search that tag and you will find us. Right now, the album is Expect the Unexpected. Peep that on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Tidal. Whatever you rock with, we there. Go ahead and check that out. Dino Spumoni is a single right now. Be on the lookout for the visual coming out in September-ish, from maybe a little bit later. But yeah.
And Darius Haywood, all social media, that's Darius Haywood, DariusHeywood, Black Diamond is available on all platforms, Apple Music, Tidal, Google Play, SoundCloud, shoot for the free wave. A lot of new projects coming. DariusHeywood.com will be launching soon, so, you know, just keep a lookout, man. We moving.
Yeah, man. Find me, AntThomas.com, man. Shout out to everybody supporting me. I got some new music coming soon, so stay tuned, man. And appreciate everybody for supporting LFOD.
Yes.
Word up. Champ Chuck, real quick, I don't rhyme all the time, but I'll have a project coming out with Oak Lone Tree soon. I'm looking to press at least a cassette, maybe a vinyl for that. I love vinyl cassettes. But either way, you can find me at almost no social media because I'm rebuilding all of that. And either way, you can catch me hosting LFOD Radio every Tuesday night, 7 to 8 p.m., LFODradio.com.
Shout out to Champ Chuck. Shout out to everyone. Shout out to everyone that was a part of the Cypher series the past 4 weeks. It's been a blast. This is one of my favorite times of the year. We just kick back, celebrate, get some cooking tips, launch a new podcast. And this will be on SoundCloud.com/LFOD tomorrow morning. And the videos will be out sometime in August for y'all to watch. So, and then we'll be back with guests in September probably. But we're just going to chill and play music. So submissions@LFODradio.com. If you're an artist, manager, or friend of either of those tuned in, send us a clean record and we can do that. What's up, Chuck?
I just wanted to say good looking out on having us, yo. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
For real, thank you, man.
And I be rocking the LFOD shirt all the time, and everybody asks me, yo, what is that? What is that? What is that? So I've been plugging your station like crazy.
I appreciate that.
When I'm
that.
At work, I would be like, yo, radio station.
I appreciate radio that. Station. Yeah. It's a comfortable shirt, too, right?
Yo, it's mad comfortable. That's why I be rocking it, yo.
Come to Brockton. Come to Brockton, get some Supremes and some Kachupa.
Okay.
Yeah, let us know when. We'll make it happen.
All right, let's do that.
We can meet you there.
We'll launch the food podcast from Supremes.
Yeah,
now we talking.
If you come to Brockton, rest in peace, and Jimmy, man. Supremes for that steak and cheese he's talking about, I'll give you a gift on top.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm with it. Brockton trip.
Yeah.
Summer 17.
Desert.
We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m., 91.5 WMFO Medford. We're getting out of here with something random. This is that Jaden Hood All Day. Submissions at LFODradio.com.